Shalom to all. Today's Av is Baba Basa, Daf Kuf Nun Ches. We are starting right at the top of the Amud with the brand new Mishnah. And today's Av is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas, Maris Merim Tzar Bas Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, just like in the previous Mishnah, we have a similar case over here. The two people were in a house. It collapsed on them, killing both of them, sadly. And we don't know which one died first. The question is, who Yarshins and Nechasim? And before we continue, let's just clarify that a woman has three types of Nechasim. Her Ksuba, and this document enables her to collect her Ksuba payment. There's Nechse Mulug as well, which is property that she brings into the marriage. It remains hers, but the husband has the rights to use them. And Nechse Tzar Barzel property, which is also brought into the marriage by her, the husband, though, gains full rights of them, and he's just responsible to give them back or their value back to her in the event of his death or divorce. And so now the Mishnah tells us, Nafal Bas Olav Al Ishtoi, the house fell on him and on his wife, and they both died. And the question is, who died first? Yosha Bal Oimrim, the Yosha of the husband say, for example, his kids, Isha Mesa Rishon, his wife died first, Bachach Mesa Bal, now the husband died, which means that the husband yarshined his wife, and then we yarshin the husband. Whereas Yosha Isha Oimrim, the Yosha of the woman say, Bal Mes Rishon, the husband died first, Va'achach Mesa Isha, and then the woman died, which means that her Nechasim were not inherited by her husband, and we, the Yarshim of the wife, get to Yarshin her Nechasim. So Beshami says, Yachloiku, everything's Yachloiku, we're split it because we have a suffix. Whereas Beis Hillel says that number one, Nechasim Bechaskasan. The Nechasim, which is referring to the Nechasim Tzar Barzel, they remain in their Chazakah wherever they are, and the Gemara is going to discuss whose Chazakah they're in. But those Nechasim Tzar Barzel stay by their Chazakah. Ksuba, Bechaskas Yosher Baal, the money or the property that would be used to pay the Ksuba, that's in the chazaka of the yarshim of the husband, because even though the yarshim of the wife have a document that says that she could collect the ksuba, since we're besafik, we don't know who died first, and the money or the properties were last by the husband, so therefore it stays with the yarshim of the husband. And nechasim anechasim ayotzim ima, the nechasim that go in and out with her, that's referring to the nechasim bulug bechaskas yosheh av, that's in the chazaka of the yarshim of the father, meaning it's in her yarshim's chazaka, not in the husband's yarshim's chazaka, because since that property was given to her by her father to bring into the marriage, and when she leaves the marriage, she's going to be bringing it back to her father's household, so that means that's in the chazaka of her father's household, and the yarshim of the husband don't have any rights in the nechsei molog. The Gemara Kufin Chasam Beis Natab asks on the first part of Shitas Beis Hill, Becheskas Mi, in the chazaka of whom are they? Again, Beis Hill had said, the nechsei tzoyim barzel stay in the nechasim of the chazaka of whom they're in. The question is, whose chazaka are they in? So Rabbi Yochanan, where he says, Becheskas Yoshe Abal, they're in the chazaka of the yarshim of the husband, and that's because, as we said, she brings these properties into the marriage, and he takes full possession of them, so they're considered to be in the chazaka of the yarshim of the husband. Whereas Rabbi Blazar says, Becheskas Yoshe Isha, they're in the chazak of the yarshim of the woman, and that's because even though the husband takes full possession of them, he's chayv to give her their value when he dies or divorces her. So that's why they're considered like in her possession. Whereas Rav Shimon, Lakim Shubar Kapara, Amar, here we have a third opinion, Yachlaiku, it's a suffix. And V'chein Tanabar Kapara, that's also what Bar Kapara taught, Havalo Boin Lirash, Valo Boin Lirash, Yachlaiku. Since both of them are coming to Yarshin, both the yarshim of the wife and the yarshim of the husband are coming to claim these properties, we say Yachlaiku that they're just divided. And after another Mishnah with another similar case, Nafal Bayas Olav Al Imai, a house fell on him and on his mother, and we don't know who died first. Her yarshim, for example, her father and the rest of her family are claiming that the son died first and then the mother. So we get to yarshin the mother. We get to take all the properties that were in her possession before she died. Whereas the yarshim of the son are saying that no, the mother died first. The son inherited his mother, and so we get all the mother's properties. In this case, both of them agree. Meaning both Meshach and Beis Hillel agree that we say achleiku over here. We split it. However, Omer Rabbi Kiva says Maidani Bazu. Even in this case, I say shanachas bechaskason. The nechas remain in their chazaka. Now Omer Ben Azay told Rabbi Kiva al chalukim on him. In regards to the previous cases in which they argue, we already are pained that we have machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel and they don't agree on what the din is. You're coming to even divide that which they agree on. The Tanakhama just said that in this situation, both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree that it's yachloiku. And now you, Rabbi Kiva, are coming along to say that even in this case it's machlokes. We don't like machlokes and we already have enough in the previous Mishnayos. Why are you saying there's machlokes over here as well? Now the Gemara clarifies Shitas Rabbi Kiva, Becheskas Mi, in whose chazaka are they? Rabbi Kiva says that these chasim remain in their chazaka. So whose chazaka are they in? Rabbi Ilo Amar, he tells us, b'chazkas yosha'im. They're in the chazaka of the yarshim of the mother. And that's because before the house fell on the woman, she was 100% muchzik in these properties. She collected them as her ksuba. Maybe they were nechse mulug. And so she definitely had them. And as we're going to see in a minute, that means that they were part of her father's family because we're miyaches a woman after her father's shevet. So that means that they're part of the nachla of her father's shevet. And therefore that's considered to be in her chazaka. Whereas Rabbi Zera says, b'chazkas yosha'ben, they're in the chazaka of the yarshim of the son. And that's because since she only had one son, and he definitely would have yarshined her if we know for sure that she died first, it's considered to be like then his chazaka. Now the Gemara tells us that Kisal Krab Zera, when Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, Kamashitasad Reb Ila, he was chayzer, he went back, and he actually agreed to Reb Ila that they're in the chazaka of the yarshim of the mother. And come Rabba, Bishitasad Reb Zera, Rabba established himself in the original Shita Reb Zera. Now Reb Zera said, Shema Mino, we see from here that Avir the Eretz Yisrael Machkim, the heir of Eretz Yisrael, makes a person wise. This we see in Mesechus Ksubas, that when a person goes to Eretz Yisrael, he becomes wise. the air makes him sharper and smarter. And so I see, says Rav Zeira, that when I went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, that I became much smarter, I became wiser, and that's why I switched my shita to Rav Ilaz. And the time am I, what's the reason that he switched, as the Gemara? Amar Abai, he explains, that's because the Nachla was already mochsik by that Shevet. As we explained, when this mother became single, she doesn't have a husband, obviously, because there's no husband in the picture. She got all these nechasim, she collected her ksuba, and she had her nechse mulug, and other nechasim that she had, that's miyuchas to her father's Shevet, as considered to be part of that family already, and that's the known chazak that we have, which is why it goes to her father's family and not to her son's family, which is a totally different Shevet. Now we explain another part of the Mishnah. Amar Benazi, Benazi told Rabbi Kiva, Al chalukin anu mitzarin v'chulu. Now the Gemara points out something interesting. Amrab Simloi, Ada Amra, this tells us, meaning this conversation between Ben Azai and Rabbi Kiva tells us that Ben Azai Talmud Chavad Rabbi Kiva Hava. That Ben Azai was a Talmud Chavar Rabbi Kiva. There's something called a Talmud, a student, and a Chavar is a friend. A Talmud Chavar is a student that becomes so close to his Rebbe that he's like a friend. And how do we see from here that Ben Azai was a Talmud Chavar Rabbi Kiva? The Ka'amr Le, because he told him, Shabasa, that you came. If you go back to the Mishnah, you see that the Lashon is, Ela Shabasa L'chalik Aleinu Es HaShavin, that you have come to do X, Y, and Z. Now, if Ben Azai was Rabbi Kiva's Talmud, he wouldn't have addressed him as you. He would have addressed him as Rebbe. That's much more proper. But since he said directly to him, you, it must be that he was a Talmud Chaver and not just a regular Talmud. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up a similar discussion tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.